Back in the 1980s, Conservative Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher made a beleaguered Britain great again. The Conservative government today has done the opposite. There is a big lesson here for America. Hello, I'm Steve Forbes, and this is What's Ahead, where you get the insights you need to better navigate these turbulent times. Britain is having an election later this year, and the incumbent Conservative government looks like it'll suffer a thrashing of historic proportions. The Tories brought this likely humiliation on themselves. Too often, they acted like they're a lighter version of the opposition Labour Party, which is proud of its socialist roots. In 14 years, the Tories pursued a radical climate agenda that has catastrophically raised prices of fuel and electricity, necessitating subsidies to ease the pain. It put on a perverse excess profits tax on oil and gas producers. It raised all sorts of other taxes. Personal income taxes were effectively boosted. Dividends and capital gains suffered tax assaults. Business taxes were raised as well. The U.S. benefited mightily when we whacked the corporate rate in 2017 from 35% to 21%, a critical reason why, despite all the abuses being inflicted upon the economy by President Biden, the U.S. economy is showing growth while Britain slides into recession. The Tories forgot that higher business tax rates mean less productive investment and thus a lower standard of living. Britain is on its way to the highest level of taxation since World War II. The tried and true formula for prosperity, low tax rates, restrained government spending and regulation, and a stable currency, practiced by Margaret Thatcher, has long disappeared down the Tory memory hole. The old saying that if you don't know where you're going, every road will get you there, applies to this floundering government in London. They botched the whole Brexit issue. They botched taxation and regulation. They bought into every climate nostrum without a thorough scientific examination. They ended up trashing what could have been the most vibrant economy in the developed world. The current government even brought back in as foreign secretary the failed former prime minister who messed up Brexit. They did this on the assumption that this would appeal to moderate voters. Well, the Tories have been in power for almost a decade and a half. And what positive do they have to show for it? Lately, they've tried to be a little more sensible, such as dialing back some of its green nonsense. But the Labour Party here has done the Tories even better. The Conservatives' latest budget did cut 2 points off the payroll tax for working Brits. But then they added a slew of other taxes, taxing business travelers, wealthy foreign residents, why not, they can't vote, vaping products and devices, and other levies. The only time the Conservatives got things right on taxes was during the short-lived prime ministry of Liz Truss, and she was tossed aside in a matter of weeks. The one positive thing the Tories have done, and it's a huge one historically, has been to vigorously back Ukraine with a purpose and energy sorely lacking from our current administration and certain Republicans. On domestic policy, however, the Tory story is a real-life warning for the U.S. More taxes, more massive and ill-conceived green programs, a tsunami of harmful rules for individuals and businesses are a formula for impoverishing this country. I'm Steve Forbes. Thanks for listening. Do send in your comments and suggestions. I look forward to being with you soon again.